A reading from the Gospel of Mark, the 10th chapter. So Jesus called to them and said to them, "You know that among the Gentiles, those whom they recognize as their rulers lord it over them, and their great ones are tyrants over them. But it is not so among you. But whoever wishes to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wishes to be first among you must be slave of all. For the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
So we've been doing the examine prayer throughout these midweek services, but tonight Pastor Ari has suggested that instead we reflect upon this lesson. And so now is the time when I pass around the microphone and people tell us, how do you react to these words of the gospel this evening? Yeah, I feel like this happens all the time in class. I ask a question, they're like, "We didn't think there'd be a test on that part," so... Mark chapter 10, verses 42 through 45. So Jesus called to them and said to them, "You know that among the Gentiles, those whom they recognize as their rulers lord it over them, and their great ones are tyrants over them. But it is not so among you. But whoever wishes to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wishes to be first among you must be slave of all. For the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." The word of the Lord. Now.
Well, I heard what Deanna said, even though she didn't know that I heard that. And I think she said what a lot of us are thinking. And that is that I don't think I understand.
Well, I heard Deanna mutter that she didn't understand that lesson, and I really don't either. It's great.
Am I on? Okay. So does it mean that it sounded to me like the people above you, so like the leaders, should be the servants, correct? Am I right? Did I hear that right?
I heard that if you want to be a leader, you need to be a servant.
Right. You need to know both. You know, a lot of us here are leaders, but we also serve each other in many, many ways. That's what you call volunteering.
This is true. I think you have a great understanding of this lesson.
I think I do.
And I'm sorry I singled you out.
No, that's quite all right.
So I remember very particularly on one of our scout outings, typically the way it works is, scouting is, it's a scout-led organization. So the adults are there to kind of provide guidance and a little bit of nurturing along the way, but it's the scouts who set up the equipment, they put up the tents, they make the duty rosters, things like that. And there was one outing, we had a fairly new senior patrol leader who's kind of the one who oversees everybody else. And so he sat on the picnic table and said, "You, go get this box. You, go get that. You, go do this." And one of the adults asked him, "Well, why are you just barking orders and you're not helping?" It's like, well, because I'm the senior patrol leader. It's my job to tell them what to do. And I think he missed the point that in a lot of ways we lead by example. We show one another what to do. We work alongside one another. And that's a clearer understanding of what leadership means. Leadership doesn't mean I get to sit in the chariot while everybody else pulls it down the road. But it's a team effort to accomplish the tasks that we have been called to do. And Jesus makes it clear in verse 45 that ultimately we can only take that so far, because he is ultimately the one who is going to be the ultimate servant for us. That's why we get this passage in Lent, because we are focusing on how Jesus not only calls us to discipleship, but calls us to look upon what he is going to do in the sacrifice of his life and in his victorious resurrection. So we can follow his example to a certain extent, but the suffering that we face is not for the salvation of all. His is. And that's why he's the one that deserves the glory and the worship.
I don't normally do microphone. There's a spiritual axiom in AA that says we keep what we have by giving it away. And really what that boils down to is when we participate in that program, we're there to help the next person. And that's really why we're there, is we're there for the new person who comes in the door, you know. You know, I would say really any kind of a spiritual, you know, path kind of follows that same thing too, where we don't come there to see what we can take from it. We go there to see what we can put into it, you know. And when we are in that kind of a humble position where we're really focusing on helping other people out, there's an opportunity for the Holy Spirit to actually come in and guide what happens, you know, and that's where we're at our best, you know.
I have a person in class called Henry. He said, I'm the smartest in the class. You have to go get me my math workbook. But then Madison said, why should we do things for you? And Henry said, because I'm the smartest in the class. But Madison said, that didn't matter as long as you help other people.
It has been my experience that, especially in teaching, for those of you who don't know, I taught preschool for over 30 years. Anybody who, you know, just jumps in and starts bossing everybody around, if you don't start, like David said, you are there to, you know, if you're the senior teacher, you're there to guide the other person, to show them the example. We had at an elementary school near us, we had a person who was never a teacher promoted to principal and was floundering because he couldn't relate. And they couldn't relate to him because he was never a teacher. And so if we all have the mindset of we're not above anything, not above scrubbing toilets, not above, you know, cleaning dishes, whatever, everybody pulls their together. You share your gifts. You know, Nobody really likes cleaning toilets, but it's got to get done. And if we do all these things, you know, as joyful work, then it's better for everybody. That's what God wants.
I guess all of these analogies kind of bring to mind gardening for me, because a lot of more experienced gardeners or farmers need to cycle which plants they plant in the same plot, because they need to replenish the nutrients in the soil. And so it's like each plant in its short lifetime takes from what previous plants have done, but also leave behind things for future plants to take from.
It's a marvelous analogy. Any other reflections this evening? Okay. I will tell him that we solved the gospel. That's all that was required this evening. Thank you. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it.